For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You ever hear me use the phrase, like a cow looking at a combine? Well, that's how I feel about those who are aware of this drug war, the transparent hoax that's going on before our very eyes, and yet refuse to do anything about it. I urge you to visit my website, drugtruth.net. There you can tune in to more than 90 programs involving judges, congressmen, scientists, and authors like Doug Valentine, the author of The Strength of the Wolf. In essence, agents of the United States are the drug cartels. We are the very people that we claim to be fighting in this eternal war on drugs. Here's a little bit from Doug Valentine to underline why I'm trying to get you involved. My friends, we've been rode hard and put up wet so many times, we think this is how things are supposed to be.
Politics and espionage and national security interests determine where the drugs come into the country, whose drugs go to, who gets the money from the drugs, which of our foreign allies, like, for example, right now, the warlords in Afghanistan, are going to be able to deal and profit from narcotics. The mafia is no, now that we're in a global society, it's no longer dealing with the mafia here at home. It's dealing with the Russian mafia. It's dealing with narcotics on a global scale, and the problem is just like compounded exponentially.
As if to underscore this statement that the U.S. is involved in drug trafficking, now comes this story from Sunday's L.A. Times. Quote, "The dispute underscores a vexing dilemma for the United States. Having ousted the Taliban from power, the Bush administration now finds that its three main policy objectives in a strategically important country, counterterrorism, counter-narcotics, and political stability, appear to be contradictory." End quote. This taken from Sunday's New York Times. Quote, "The smugglers know the desert very well," said the police chief of Nimruz province. "They have very powerful cars, land cruisers that go at 150 miles an hour. The desert is so smooth the drivers can indeed move at high speeds. The 300-mile border that Nimruz province shares with Pakistan and Iran is wide open for them." End quote. Meantime, we're arresting our children in New Jersey for possession of heroin, 92%, that they bought for $3 a hit. I'm appealing to anyone who thinks the drug war is a good idea. You don't have to be a scientist or a minister or a cop. I want to give your side some time on the Drug Truth Network. Contact Dean at drugtruth.net.